非常的高兴能到这里和我们的朋友们待在一起。
Would you please help us to understand the Bible today?
主啊，求您帮助我们来理解圣经。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus.
我们也为耶稣基督献上感恩。
We thank you that he died on a cross for our sins.
啊，我们要感谢他替我们死在十字架上，为了我们的罪。
We thank you that after 3 days he rose from the dead.
我们要谢谢您，他让他在三天后复活。
And to all who believe in him, he will give forgiveness of sins.
为一切信靠他名的人，他给我们救赎。
For he died in their place.
因为他为我们的位置而死了。
And took our sins in his own body.
把我们的罪承担在他的身上。
Thank you for the love of God.
为了谢谢您，为了我们神的爱。
And thank you for a wonderful plan of salvation.
也谢谢您有如此美好救恩的计划。
We pray that all of these students will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
我们也盼望每一位的学生能够来到您的面前，接受基督成为他的救主。
And Father, we remember Harold and Norma today. They'd like to be with us, but they cannot.
我们也纪念 Norma 和 Harold， 他们愿意今天来，但是他们因着生病不能来。
So we ask you to be with them and heal them.
我们要盼望，也恳求您与他们同在，医治他们。
We hope to see them very soon.
盼望我们能够很快的时间能见到他们。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if you have a Bible, we're going to the. Oh, that's right.
Officials.
I'm sorry I waited so long, Lucy. But there is a reward program here at this Bible study.
像我们这个圣经课有一个圣经赠送的方式啊。
And if you come 5 times to this study, you get a Bible from the church.
如果你来5次呢，我们就赠送大家一本中英文的圣经。
And today, Lucy has come 5 times, and we're glad to give her a new Bible. We hope that you will read it and follow it all the days of your life.
盼望你能够每天能够读，跟随它。
Now, if you have a Bible, Lucy, you can turn to Luke's Gospel chapter 15.
如果大家手上有圣经呢，可以翻到路加的16章。路加福音的15章。这本蓝本的圣经是137。
Okay, now you will remember that we're studying about a parable or story that Jesus is telling the people.
我们都记得耶稣在讲一个比喻啊，或者一个故事。
From last week or the week before, who could tell me who is in the audience that is listening to the Lord Jesus?
来过上周或上上周听这个课的呢，谁能告诉我当时在耶稣底下的听众是谁呀？
Two groups. One is tax and sinners.
Tax collectors and sinners. Another is Pharisees.
And scribes.
And scribes.
Yeah, okay. So on one side we have non-religious people on one side, and we have very religious people on the other side.
一边呢是不是宗教人士，非宗教人士，另一边呢是宗教人士。
Okay. What do both sides, the ones who are not religious and the ones who are, what do those two sides have in common?
那这两群人呢有什么共同点？
They came to listen to Jesus.
Yeah.
They came to listen to Jesus.
Well, one side came to listen to Jesus, okay? And I know where you're going because I taught that last week. So one side came to listen to the Lord, the other side came to make accusation against him.
So 一边来是来听耶稣的话，一边其实是来
My question is, what do both sides have in common?
All sinners.
Not religious people and religious people.
无论是不是宗教人士还是宗教人士，罪人他都是罪人。
Okay. So some of the sinners came to hear the Lord Jesus. Because they wanted to have help. Some of the sinners came, they didn't want to hear the Lord Jesus. So the religious people said, they accused Jesus, they said, he's a friend of sinners and he eats with them.
然后那些宗教人士指责耶稣说呢，哎，他成为罪人的朋友，他居然和他们一起吃饭。
Do you think that is true or false?
你觉得这是对还是不对？
True.
Jesus is the friend, and he does want to fellowship with us and eat with us and know us.
他的确是这样，他是罪人的朋友，他也愿意跟我们一起吃饭，跟我们在一起。
I am very glad to meet you in a setting like this.
我非常高兴跟大家在这样的一个场合环境下在一起。
But if I really wanted to get to know you, I would invite you home for supper.
但如果我真的要更了解大家呢，我一定要邀请大家到我家里去吃晚餐。
And we could have a meal together.
我们可以一起在一起吃东西。
And we could talk and get to know one another.
然后可以交流，然后彼此认识。
That's what Jesus wants for you. He wants you to get to know him and so that you can love him and trust him.
这也是耶稣想对我们做的，他愿意我们认识他，更多的了解他，这样就好，爱他，信靠他。
It is very hard to trust someone you do not know.
我们不太可能去信靠一个人，如果我们不了解他。
I heard a story once about a man in India.
我以前听过一个故事，是一个印第安人。
And he was seeking to learn to know who Jesus is.
他一直在寻求谁是耶稣。
So his friend gave him a copy of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
他的朋友给了他一本呢，就是只有四个福音书的一个小的册子。
So he started reading in Matthew.
他就从马太开始读起。
And he read Matthew and Mark and Luke and John.
读了马太、马可、路加和约翰福音。
And at the end of reading the Gospels, he became a Christian.
但他读完四个福音书呢，他就成了基督徒。Because
he learned who Jesus was, and now he could trust him.
因为呢，他知道耶稣是谁了，他愿意信靠他。So
in our story today, we've got some people who want to know who Jesus is, and we got some people who do not want to know.
所以在我们的故事里呢，台下的这些听众呢，有些人他是愿意听，有些人他是不愿意听的。
So Jesus tells a parable.
所以耶稣就举了一个比喻了。Okay.
Before we go any further, can anybody tell me how many stories are in the parable that Jesus told?
谁能告诉我在这里耶稣讲了一共几个故事?
Four.
四个。 Very good.
非常好。
Four. Can anybody tell me the first story that Jesus told?
说的是什么？丢失的羊。
Lost sheep. Very good. Second story.
第二个故事。
Lost coin. Very good. Third story.
Lost
son. Very good. But we have one more story.
还有一个故事。
Manager.
The last one that is also lost.
The other son. He called the older
son. 大儿子，大儿子也丢了。
We will learn about him as we do our study. Okay, so last week, well, you just want to read again verse 4 down through verse 10.
我们读4到10节哈，我帮大家读一下。你们中间有谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。或是一个富人有10块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着吗？找着了就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
OK, in our first story, how many sheep did the shepherd have in the whole flock? How many?
100
sheep. How many sheep was lost? One was lost.
一个丢了。
That left 99 left. Okay.
剩了99个。
Now, in the story of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, all have something in common. What is true?About all three stories.
那在这几个故事里面呢，都有一些共同点，不管是失钱还是失羊还是丢失的人。
Lost.
That's right. Something is lost in the story.
丢了一些东西。
Yeah. In every story, was the lost item found?
在每一个故事里呢，这个丢失的找着了吗？
Yeah.
Put that in your back pocket. We'll talk about it next week. You're not completely wrong, but you're not completely right.
你不是完全的对，也不是完全的错。
Okay. So in the story of the lost sheep, there's 100 sheep. One sheep goes astray. The shepherd goes after it, finds it, brings it home.
在这里，丢失的羊里面呢，一个羊丢了，然后牧羊人出去。找到他，把他带回家。
What does the lost sheep represent in the story or the parable?
那丢失的羊在这个故事里代表什么？
Sinner. Okay, very good. What about the 99 who are left? What about them?
剩下的99个，他们剩下的代表什么？
In the English Bible, it says they need no repentance. I don't know what it says in the Chinese.
英文的原文里面，他就说到他们不需要悔改。圣经中文也这么讲。
Okay, but that means in their mind or in their heart, they didn't need repentance. But God says everybody to repent.
这是意味着呢，其实在他们的心里，他们自己认为自己不需要悔改，但是在神的眼里呢？人人都是罪人，每个人都需要悔改。所以99个就是自以为义的 self-righteous。
They think I didn't do anything wrong. I don't need to repent. I don't need to be found. I'm not lost.
所以他们认为呢，我们不需要悔改，我挺好的。
Now, In the story, the lost sheep represents the sinner, and the 99 represent the self-righteous. Who does the shepherd represent in the story?
我们都知道这个丢失的羊是罪人，那99个是自以为义的，那那个牧羊人是谁呢？
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus is the good shepherd.
耶稣对，耶稣是好的牧羊人。
Okay. In that first story, it also says that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents.
因为这个也讲到了一个罪人悔改呢，在天上都要为他欢喜。
对。What does it mean to repent?
那悔改的意思是什么？
Turn around. Repent.
悔改什么意思？
回头，转身。
Turn them around.
Turn them around. Okay, all right. Watch this. I'm going to show you how to repent. Are you ready? Watch this. Okay, here I go. Okay.
看到吗?
I'm going along.
一直走,
now I'm going to repent.
然后我现在悔改了，这就叫悔改。
I was going to go to the kitchen, but I changed my mind. I'm going back over here to this song. See? Well, I was going to... Oh,No, I'm going to go over here to this side.
就是我一开始准备去厨房的，然后我后来改主意了，我要回到这首圣诗这里。
Okay, I changed my direction.
我改变了我的。
I changed my mind.
改变了我的方向，改变了我的思想。
Okay. Now, the scriptures say, if you're going to be saved, you have to repent.
所以圣经说呢，你如果要得救呢，总是要先悔改。
So, here's the whole human race. Every man.Woman, boy, and girl, the whole human race.
这里是所有的人类。
And we're all going this way.
我们都是往前走。
And guess where this way leads me? Where does that go?
你猜这条路带我去哪里？
Hell.
That's right. Goes to hell. The broad road, big road.
这是一条宽路，是带通往地狱的宽路。
Okay. But there's a little road, there's a little gate.
还有一个窄门和窄路。
And if people repent and they find this little gate and this little road, and it says that that leads to heaven.
当他们回转的时候呢，他们就看见那条窄门，这个窄门和窄路通向天堂的。
In order to get on that little path that leads to heaven, you have to go through the gate, the door.
你为了要通向这个这条小走这条小路的时候，你总要先过一扇门。
And Jesus said He is the door.
耶稣说呢，他就是那扇门。
Okay. So you have to come to Jesus first.
你总是要先到耶稣那里来。
Now, when I'm on the broad road and I'm going away from God, I need to hear the gospel.
如果我在那个宽路上呢？我总是要去听那个福音。
Okay. So, along you come here, you're over here. You're on the broad road, and you just walk very slowly down this way. See, he's on the broad. Hold it. Stop.
停下。
There's danger down here. Yeah. Let me tell you of another road.
我来告诉你另外一条路。
Let me tell you about Jesus.
我来告诉你关于耶稣的事。
So, faith comes by hearing.
所以信道是听，信心是从听道来的。
Now, he has to make a decision.
所以我总要做一个决定。
Will he believe the gospel, or will he continue going on the road?
或者相信他说的福音，或者我继续走自己的路。
The choice is up to him.
决定权在我自己。
What are you going to do?
Listen to you. 我该怎么办呢？我要听他的。我要听他的。
What are you going to do?
You.
What are you going to do?
Turn around.
Ah, yeah, okay. Now, listen, this is very important. And if you can get this truth, you're going to really learn something today. We're going to take our Bibles. Hold your hand here. We'll be back. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们先往后翻一点点哈，翻帖撒罗尼迦前书的一章，358页，新约的358页。
First Thessalonians chapter one.
358.
That's where we're going to have to hope our translations are good. I'm looking at this order. Look, verse 9.
9节，1章9节。
The little phrase, how you turn to God from idols. You turn to God.
From idols.
Not from idols to God, is my point. If I could turn from my sin, I don't need God. See? I want them to get this. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9. There is a really good definition or explanation of what turning from your sins or turning to the Lord, what that means. Very good illustration.
这里有个非常好的解释，是我们转向神和远离偶像、远离罪是个什么样的意思。
We're not going to look at the whole verse. I just want you to look at a little part of that verse.
我们不要读整一节，我们读当中的一段。
And the part of the verse goes like this.
这一段是这个。
How that you turn to God from idols.
你怎么样归向神呢？离弃偶像。
To God from idols.
归向神。是离弃了偶像以后归向神。
Now the people who lived in that city, they worshipped idols.
因为在那个帖撒罗尼迦城的这些人呢，他们是拜偶像的。
And Paul came and he told them about the Lord Jesus.
然后保罗来呢，告诉他们关于耶稣的事。
And many of them trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
很多人呢也信靠耶稣成为他们的救主。
So he's writing this letter back to them.
所以保罗写了这封信呢，写给帖撒罗尼迦人，因为他们离开了。
He said, "I remember how that you turned to God from idols."
所以他说呢，我记得你们是当时怎么样离弃偶像归向神。
Okay.Everybody's on the broad road.
每一个人都在宽路上。
We're all worshiping idols, worshiping the devil, worshiping ourselves. We don't even know, but we're all going down the broad road.
我们都是在拜偶像，拜各种各样的东西。那我们都在这条宽路上往前走。
So somebody stops me and tells me about the Lord Jesus.
然后有人把我停住了，告诉我关于耶稣的事。
In this case, what these people did is they turned to God from idols.
所以这些例子上，这个帖撒罗尼迦的人呢，他们是转向神，是从哪转向？他们远离了偶像，转向神。
They did not turn from idols to God.
他们并不是他的顺序是他转向神，他就远离了偶像。
Let me tell you why that's important.
自己们离弃偶像来转向神。
So I'm going along the road, and some preacher says to me, "Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to have your sins forgiven?" I say, "Yes, I do."
我在宽路上有个传道人跟我说，你想去天堂吗？你想不想得到你罪的救赎？我说好啊。
Okay. So the preacher says to me, "You're going the wrong way. You're worshiping idols."You gotta stop worshiping idols. You gotta stop living a life of sin, and you gotta turn to God.
然后这个传道人说，你走错路了，你要不要再拜偶像，你不要再走这条路了。
Now that's a wrong message, and I'm gonna tell you why.
这是一个错误的信息，我要告诉你为什么。
I could never be good enough to turn to God.
我永远不会足够好，好到一个程度，我会自己转向神。
I can't change my life.
我自己转变不了我的生命。
I don't have the power.
我没有这样的能力。
To leave that lifestyle, to quit worshiping idols.
我没有这样的能力，转变我原来的生活方式，远离拜偶像，远离我心里的那些偶像。
That's it. If if I had the power to turn from my wicked ways, I wouldn't need God.
那如果我自己有这样的能力，我能从我原来罪恶的生活当中自己能走出来，我就是神了。
So this is the real message. This is the true gospel.
这个真正的福音，这个正确的信息是这样。
So the preacher says, you need to turn to Jesus.
所以这个传道人说，你要转向。
You need to trust Jesus.
你要信靠耶稣。
Now watch. I'm going down the broad road.
那现在呢，我在宽路上走。
And I hear about Jesus.
那我听见了耶稣。
And I said, I want Jesus.
然后我说，哎呀，我要耶稣。
I turned to God.
然后我就转向他了。
And my back is on the idol.
很自然的，我留在身后的就是那条。
God, the Lord Jesus, now gives me the strength to turn away from the wrong life.
神耶稣基督。
I can't turn first, and then I turn to Jesus, and when I turn to Jesus.My back is on the old life.
所以当我遇见神，当我来到耶稣基督面前的时候，他就给我力量，我受他吸引，我到他那去，很自然，我身后就留下了我原来那条走向灭亡、走向罪的那条路。所以我自己没有那个能力，当我转过他，转向他的时候，这是一个很自然的结果。
So the gospel message is not quit sinning so that you can trust Jesus. The gospel message is trust Jesus.So he can change your life.
所以福音的信息不是说呢，你要离弃罪，以至于你可以转向耶稣基督。福音的信息是你信靠耶稣基督，他就给你能力，改变你的生命，离弃罪。
There's a very famous Christian hymn entitled "Just as I Am."
有一个很著名的圣诗说，就我就像这样。
And one of the verses says.Just as I am without one plea, but that my just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, I come. Just as I am, that's the point.
就是像我这样，我是信靠他的血了，他的宝血，耶稣的血遮盖了我的罪。我是这样才得救。
Let's put this into real life now.
那我们回到我们的真实生命中。
If you are a dishonest businessman,
如果你是一个不诚实的商人
，you made all of your money by criminal ways, illegal ways.
你是用各种不法的方式得到这个钱的。
What you is that?You need to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as your Savior.
那我要告诉你的呢，你是要转向耶稣基督，接受他成为你的救主。
The wrong gospel, the false gospel says, you must turn from your wicked ways, and then the Lord will accept you.
那错误的福音信息是说呢，你要先停止你的犯罪。不要再做你那个事，好，也就你好到可以转向耶稣基督。
That's not the right gospel.
你会看见这个是不对，这个福音是不对的。
If you're an immoral person, if you're an immoral person, you need to turn to Jesus.
如果你是一个不道德的人，你应该转向耶稣。
It's not like, oh, clean your life up and then you can become a Christian.
不是说呢，你先把自己的生命洁净好了，才有资格到耶稣那里去，不是这样。
If you're a drunkard,
如果你是个醉酒的
it doesn't mean, oh, you got to sober up and then you can trust Jesus.
你不是说呢，你先自己不要酗酒了，你再到耶稣那里去。
Or if you're a drug addict, you know, you got to stop taking drugs and then you can.
你是一个吸毒的，你不是说呢，你先自己把毒戒了，你再到耶稣那里去。
Just as I am, I come.
我本照我本相接纳我，我本来就是这样。
Remember the order.
你记得这样的顺序吗？
I turn to God.
这个顺序是什么？
From that lifestyle.
我是转向神，从我原来的生活方式中转向神。
Okay. That's what it means to repent.
这就是 repent 悔改的意思。
Turning to the Lord.
转向神。
And He will change your life.
他就会改变你的生命。
Okay. Now let's go back to Luke 15.
回到路加的十五章。 六章。
Very good point.
Very good point. Very good over. I guess. Wow. We didn't go too far. We have 5 minutes?
No.
No, we don't have 5 minutes. Okay. We will continue next week. Thank you for coming. Let's close. Where's Joseph? Joseph, you close in prayer for us? No, you close.
In Chinese. Can you